John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
On the 13th and 14th of this month, this gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club to record his new album, and you could be there and be part of it. HeliumComedy.com is where you go for tickets, or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, where the hell have you been? All right, Pat House is here. Good morning.
I'm clapping for me. This is great. This is golf clap. What's going on? Yep.
Now, you have not been. I don't remember the last time you were around. You're from here. Don't you like playing here?
I'm from here. I live here. I've just been on the road a lot. So this is
good for
you. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. A lot of traveling. A lot of good stuff. But yeah, album number two is coming in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
This will be my Zeppelin 2 or my With the Beatles, I guess you could say.
Okay. All right. Any musical references?
Absolutely. Right. Classic rock station.
Right. And you're one ahead of Milli Vanilli.
Absolutely. That's one. There we go. They never made it as far as I did across their vast career.
Now, you spent a lot of time opening up for Sebastian Maniscalco, didn't you?
I did. We did a lot of shows together, even around here. We did Helium together, The Tower. We've done the Borgata. Well, I mean, he was good to me for a long, long time.
All right. What's it like with him? I mean, I've known him for a real long time.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm not, like, backstage friendly with him. Right?
Well, neither am I. He's a good dude. He's very good to me. That tour was insane because, like, I'm used to comedy clubs. I'm doing 200 people, 300. But him, our shows skyrocketed to, well, his shows skyrocketed to like 3,000 and 5,000 people.
Right.
So it was a whole different level for a year. But basically, it was fun. He did his own thing, though. Uh-huh. Like, he's very nice. We had a very good relationship, but he keeps to himself.
Yeah.
He's very quiet. It was a very professional relationship, but he trusted me with his fans. And it was so cool to do those shows.
That's great.
Mean, 5,000 people, and my friends are performing at the Chuckle Hut in front of 12 people. I'm showing them theater pictures. It was busting them every weekend was so fun.
So it
never gets old.
So you're on the road a lot. All right. How's the road been? Because you haven't been here. So
the road has been good, but it's always an adventure. I swear, I live in airports. I live in Ubers, Airbnbs, the whole hotels, everything. But I'm noticing just every time I travel, it is an adventure. I had the worst flight of my life recently. I had the window seat. Guy next to me had the middle seat.
Right.
Nobody sat in the aisle seat. Middle seat dude didn't move.
Come on.
No.
Cross-country flight. That's why we have air marshals.
Oh, no.
That's why just didn't even faze him. Meanwhile, I had back sweat. I'm turning red. I can't breathe.
Right.
He just did not move.
Oh man. That's what you do. Sit wide.
I don't think anything would have fazed this dude. I could have elbowed him. I could have spilled my water on him. I don't think he would have even noticed.
This is it.
Yep. No, but oh my god, I get anxiety just thinking about it, and I think about it every day. It stuck with me that significantly.
Anything else? What about airports? Do you have any problems there?
Oh, always. TSA is always an adventure. Uh-huh. I'm still amazed that people yell at TSA that they have to take their shoes off. Like, it's been 16 years.
Right.
You're not used to this yet. It's unbelievable. And then I just went to Ireland. That wasn't for stand-up. That was just for pure pleasure. And I'm amazed at the American, like, the influence of American rock music over there.
Okay. Really?
I was kind of unaware of that.
Wait, they're not all spending a whole day listening to
Van Morrison
and
U2?
No,
just Thin Lizzy 24/7. No, they... I was out drinking every night, obviously. And in these Irish pubs, I heard Country Roads 5 times a day, every day for 12 days straight.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, that would not happen at a John Denver festival. But the thing is, like, the whole bar goes nuts. They get up, whether it's like a live band or a Touch Tunes, they're up, they're dancing, they're singing Almost Heaven, West Virginia. And I'm like, nobody in this bar even knows where West Virginia is.
And if they did, they wouldn't think it was heaven.
I know. And I'm thinking, I live in Pennsylvania, and I don't even know where West Virginia is. But the road's been good. I cannot complain. And I'm happy to be home and do these two shows here at Helium. It's been quite some time, and I'm looking forward to the home crowds because it's been a while.
All right, now, do you have your own podcast also? I mean, that is a comic requirement now.
Oh, my God. What isn't? You have to have a podcast, a book, a movie script.
Right, right, right.
No, I do not have a podcast.
Good for you. Wow, it's refreshing.
Thank you. I am on the fence every other day. I have an idea I've been sitting on for like 5 years. I'll get to it in another eight. But no, I do not have a podcast. I know it's kind of rare. I don't even know what I would call it. It's a whole... Nope.
You have a failed TV pilot. Most comics have that, too.
Yeah. It's never left my office, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of failed stuff in there. Those trash cans hold a lot. I have a dumpster outside, honestly.
Well, Pat House is going to be performing at Helium Comedy Club, recording his new album. Do you have a name for your album yet?
I'm working on that. I'm thinking Everyday Adventures, because I talk about my life and something gets thrown at me every single day.
Right.
So I'm thinking Everyday Adventures, but if not,
Master
of Puppets.
Screen name, your Master of Puppets?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys play Metallica now.
Yeah.
And Nirvana and Chili Peppers. I'm listening. I'm getting old.
Now, you could use that screen name of yours.
I could. Bohemian Patsity has, that's the Twitter and the Instagram, and it was also my AOL AIM name back in high school.
Nice.
So
I still got mine, too.
I'm not saying I'm creative, but I was 14 when I came up with that, so...
Pat House on November 13th and 14th, Helium Comedy Club. Tickets available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Good luck with this, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much again for having me.
Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.